This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. 9.21 million is the Marketplace number of the day today. That is denominated in job openings in this economy in the month of May. A record high, another record high, actually. The good people at the Bureau of Labor Statistics told us this morning. JOLTS is the indicator, if you're curious, Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey, and it shows roughly that there was an open job in May, 9.2 million of them, remember, for every person looking for a job that month. But of course, mixing and matching those people with the jobs they want and are qualified for is where art meets the dismal science. Marketplace's Caroline Champlin gets us going.
Those 9.2 million new job openings are actually a little lower than some economists predicted. But Elise Gould with the Economic Policy Institute says that number, combined with 5.9 million hirings, is still encouraging.
You are seeing both job openings and hiring is eating away at the big hole that was left in the labor market when the pandemic hit.
But there's more in the data. When Cornell economist Erica Groshen gets these reports, she looks at individual industries to see how job postings in each sector compare with unemployment. In construction, for example, there are more people out of work than new jobs, at least over the last 3 months.
This does not suggest that there's a labor shortage for construction at all.
But then she looks at the service industries, which posted some of the most jobs, restaurants, for example. The recent unemployment rate there is pretty close to the number of jobs available. Groshen doesn't call that a labor shortage, more an issue with low pay.
Somebody somewhere is always going to be having trouble finding workers because they're only going to raise their wages after they've had trouble doing it.
Nick Bunker is with the job search platform Indeed, a current Marketplace underwriter. He has a different way of describing the number of openings versus applicants.
I think what we're seeing now in the labor market is more of an urgency mismatch.
Based on a survey Indeed released in June, most job seekers are not looking urgently because of the pandemic or other income. But
lots of employers want to hire right now.
And Bunker predicts that as the summer ends and school starts, more people will be ready to start work. I'm Caroline Champlin for Marketplace.